Hey guys, it's me, Alex, and I want to welcome you to this is the first episode of what I'm calling the Retrosodes. Ooh, what a witty name. So I did, you know, close to, I don't know, let's just say a year of podcasting before the episodes that are available on the podcast feed. And some of them are probably pretty listenable, some of them are not. I'm not about to go back and listen to them. So I'm going to randomly put up some old ones for you. And if you want to give it a listen, give it a listen. But this is certainly not demonstrative of the current AlexCast product. Yes. So tonight we are going to be listening to episode 34, originally titled Tits, UFC, and Tiny Women. From the episode description. In this episode, our hero bravely walks through the mire of depression to give you this pretty listenable episode. Pretty listenable. That's like 6 out of 10. Spoken about. Tits. UFC. Tiny Women. The links are What If Dr. Seuss Wrote the Call of Cthulhu? What If Ghostbusters Was a Dr. Seuss Book? 30-year-old Brazilian woman looks like a 9-year-old baby. The music is... Ooh, I don't know what that is. W-U-L-Y-F. The Mountain Goats clip. Old radio, and Sidekicks. I can only assume Sidekicks is I took a clip from the movie Sidekicks starring Chuck Norris. I don't know why I would have done that. Maybe I was talking about Jonathan Brandis. I haven't listened to this episode, but I'm going to make a guess. And if anybody listens to this one, please report back to me. I'm going to make a guess that at some point I inexplicably start talking about Sequest DSV. Because I do talk about that show way too often. It's fucking odd. Anyway, everything is going to be left alone, except I'm going to run a quick filter over it so things aren't blowing out of proportion and horrible. I'm not sure if that made any sense, but it does now because I just said it. Please go to facebook.com/thestandardpdx. That is the bar I go to, and I love it, and they love me. It is located at 14 Northeast 22nd Ave in beautiful Portland, Oregon. And yes, I oftentimes will hang out there. I've met some listeners there, and it has been a goddamn blast. So if you like the AlexCast and you want to keep the AlexCast going, please go to facebook.com/thestandardpdx. Click like, and then, you know, just rock it. Throw some likes that way. And if you're in Portland, please stop by. And it's good times. And if you're there, you know, make sure to get in touch with me. Maybe we can hang out. Throw back a couple brew dogs. Yeah, brew dogs. That is that. Let's see. Oh, they have drink specials every night of the week. I don't remember most of them. I know, and they just changed them. So maybe I shouldn't say anything. I know Monday is Portland vodka, which is actually pretty good. Potato vodka. And I think Sunday is still $2 microbrews. So let's work on that. Yes. Beautiful. Aside from that, we're going to listen to this episode. Oh, please go to alexcast.com. I don't know if I reference another episode, another website in this episode. If I do, ignore it, because I don't know what my website was back on episode 34. But alexcast.com is the one you want to go to now. Make sure to click the Amazon link before you buy things on Amazon. I get a small percentage. If you want to listen to an audiobook, click the Audible link. If you sign up for Audible, completely free, you get a free book, and they give me $15. So if all of you do that, I could, you know, maybe afford good things like fish sticks and some kind of game where you bounce a ball and pick up little bits of metal. I'll call them jacks, and it will be delightful. I don't know why I just brought up Jax. I've never even played that game before. It's probably because I'm in love with a man named Jack and often give him hand jobs. I'm going to stop talking now. So yes, please enjoy, if you feel like it, episode 34. The date on this is from, it says it's December 2011. But I don't think that's right. That may have been when I reposted it, because I've changed servers a bunch of times, and I never kept the original one. So, yes, that is that. Okay, so cool. Enjoy. Godspeed. Good luck. I will be back very soon with an actual, legitimate, brandy new AlexCast show. And if any of the links are dead or the things I talk about are annoying, I'm sorry about that. If you hear me fundraising on it, sorry. I didn't go through and listen. Maybe I will right now. I'll go through really quick and cut out any of the plugs just so you don't have to sit there and twice. Cool. So anyway, please, this is episode 34 of the AlexCast. Thanks. Enjoy. Spin on blood, 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 spin on blood
guys, it's me, Alex, from the future. And I am here to tell you, I don't know. Oh, yeah. Well, I want to say first, thank you to Tyler for the wonderful AlexCast theme song, the official theme song of the AlexCast, which makes sense, because it'd be really weird if that was the theme song to a program that didn't feature my name or the names of my brothers, which is featured heavily in that song. The real reason I'm here is to tell you and remind you all, because I haven't talked about it in a while, this year I put out a book. It's available on the internet on Amazon.com, and it's called The Void Sutras. And if you order in the next 2 days, you can get it by Christmas. If you order it digitally, you can get it immediately. So it's available on Kindle. So I'd be really appreciative if you guys would go and spend the $3 on Kindle, or it's like 13 for the hard copy. Go to Amazon.com and you type in The Void Sutras by Alex Boland. I will put a link on the Podomatic page, but that'd be very nice. So if you guys could buy that, because I keep forgetting to say it. So technically, this, well, because I wrote it this, wait, hold on a second. Hey guys, it's me, Alex from the past. I just wrote a book, and you should buy it in the future when this episode comes out. Because, wait, hold on. All right, it's me again from the future. I really would be happy with that. So I'm going to put a link there. It'd be really good for you guys to purchase it. It'd be like a little Christmas present between us. And you can read it, and it's got poems and short stories. The last short story in there, it's like 13 pages, and it's about a girl and a guy, and they have like a love affair, and it's kind of great. I'm telling you right now, it's the best short story you're ever going to read by me that comes at the end of that book. I can guarantee you that. So I'm going to leave you back in the very capable hands of Alex from the past, but less so from the past than previously noted in this microphone, not the other one. And we're going to listen to the AlexCast. Yeah, AlexCast. Yeah, it's catchy, right? Okay, enjoy.
Hey guys, it's me, Alex. And I'm joining you tonight from Shit-Tasm Studios in lovely Portland, Oregon, to bring you yet another edition of this shit. And by this shit, I mean the AlexCast. Welcome. So, I have not recorded an episode in a while, and I'm sorry about that. I'm not really all that sorry about that, to tell you the fucking truth. I have been, I've been depressed. I've been tired, and I didn't feel like amusing you fucking people. That's alright, I didn't feel like amusing you people. That's the way it's gonna work from now on. I'm gonna record on my goddamn time, you know why? Because it's Christmas season. And I still haven't gotten a single goddamn present from you people. My donation well has run dry. And that's bullshit. But I'm not gonna start off the episode complaining about donations. I will complain about donations later. I'm going to start off the episode by clicking into my podcast folder, the handy-dandy podcast folder, and talking about some stuff. Because as we discussed the other week, I decided that I enjoy having things to look at in front of me while doing the podcast. Speaking of which, things in front of me. I'll get back to this whole opening up a folder thing. Alex from the Pragmatophobia podcast, TPP, as the kids call it, made me some album art. I guess podcast art. And I think it's fucking lovely. Tyler agrees. And Tyler is the arbiter of all things. So, thank you very much, Alex, from the Pragmatophobia podcast. You can find that at alexandjakegowild.podomatic.com. You should follow him. I've referenced him before. I think all 12 of my listeners have probably already popped over there, so I don't know how much this is going to get him. But thank you very much, Alex. I think it's really swell of you. I emailed him to say thanks, and he emailed me back saying awesome with a period and then some kind of face, like a text face. So I went to Google and tried to figure out what that text face means, and I think it was disappointment,
But I'm not sure. I may be just doing it wrong. So I just want to make sure he knows. Really wonderful. Like, very talented artists. I know he didn't spend much time on it, and they look awesome. Like, he fucking... I wrote them, and it was, like, less than a day. All of a sudden, I had these three great pictures, which, one of them is going to be the symbol of the Alex cast for today. So, thank you, young man, at the Pragmatophobia Podcast. Alex and Jake, go wild. Podomatic.com. That stirring you're hearing in the background is a bad idea being made. That is me, because I'm tired all the goddamn time. I'm drinking black powder. This is for athletes to drink before they go work out. It is rocket fuel for your body. It actually says, use on training days only. And there's another warning in here somewhere that you should only do this if you're working out. Do not use it for, like, basically they're saying, do not do what I am doing. Let's see. It says that it's 950% more nitric oxide. Instant release! Black powder is the first and only pre-training formula to employ the powerful NOS upregulating whey peptide fraction actinose delivered with MRI's instant-release IR technology. Well, that was clear. Now you get the overwhelming advantage of instant surge of 950% more nitric oxide, combined with the most scientifically potent pre-workout compounds delivered in ratios measured to precise gram molecular specifications. Now... If you want to have me as someone that's slightly trained in science, I'll translate that for you. That means horseshit, snake oil, caffeine, horseshit, vitamin B. The science, driving performance and size to new levels. Scientifically, nitric oxide forms the basis for both performance and size. I'm sure science says that. Nitric oxide dilates the blood channels that deliver vital training and recovery nutrients to your muscle cells. In addition, nitric oxide signals and regulates muscle growth, muscle contraction, and metabolic adaptation to training. Until now, nitric oxide had a preset limit. Not any longer. Thanks to MRI's innovative Actinose IR black powder creates an immediate surge in nitric oxide levels, 950% higher than previously attainable. In an instant, black powder's performance-sized nutrient complex floods your muscle cells in volumes never believed possible. Your body's performance and growth signals amplify in both frequency and duration starting at your first set. Your strength, intensity, and focus hit levels they've never known. Your recovery starts before you even leave the gym, and that's why black powder... That's what? And that's why with black powder, you'll... This is fucking grammatically shit. Get the most outrageously intense workout of your life. You'll have to super dilated, skin-ripping pumps to prove it. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Actinose IR is a registered trademark of Glanbia PLC. So it's horseshit, but it does get you fucking going. Also, I am smoking pot. And I'm not using any kind of metaphor for it. Because I was telling you guys I was depressed. And the way to get around that is to smoke happy chemicals. So I'm going to do that a little bit. And drink that horrible concoction. You should see, I'm going to take a picture of this cup. It's very blue. Let me take a picture of that while this is going. I have a cell phone with a camera. Because I'm fancy. I'm part of the youth movement. 2 megapixels, bitches. Alright, 1.3 megapixels of fucking destruction. We'll see how that turns out. So yeah, that's what I'm drinking. Yay! Oh, I'm spilling on myself. I found something that says if Ghostbusters was a Dr. Seuss book, and it's pretty funny. So you can find it at the link I'm going to post, because it's off of DeviantArt. But it's Dr. Faustus AU.deviantart.com, and then just go from there. So it's a really great picture of a Dr. Seuss-style ghost guy in a Ghostbuster thing, and it says, there goes a Gozerian Ghostbuster. There goes a Gozer. Gozer goes quick. Ignore Walter Peck, as the man has no... I don't know what that means. Oh, because he has no penis? Is that the idea? Well, anyway, it's a really fun picture, and you should look at it. And then also, if you want to go to io9.com, and I'll put a link there. This is, what if, oh, it's the same guy. He's got The Call of Cthulhu as a Dr. Seuss book. And this one, I think, has, like, all the pages in it, so let's see. No, I'm not going to read all this. Let's see if I can find a fun one. So it's, yeah, whatever. It's self-explanatory. It's the Lovecraftian Cthulhu mythos done in Dr. Seuss style. Yeah. That's that. I was planning on reading that to you, but then I just realized I just read a fucking instruction manual on black powder. That's not really the style of the show. I also come to realize that, the last few episodes haven't been that funny. I don't know, maybe not funny is the word. The last few episodes have been, I've not attempted to be funny, I suppose. Now, the last episode actually was kind of amusing, but more and more often as the show goes on, I realize that I've taken a bit of a downturn, more of a serious bent, which I want to change that. You know why? Because it's echoey in here. What the fuck is echoing? Huh. Abortion tits. I have no way to segue into this story, so I would just, I'm just going to tell you it. I'm at work the other day, and I get a picture mail message from a young lady I know. Now, this is always something that I look forward to. It is a picture of tits. And I'm like, hey, wonderful, tits. So I get that, and then this is the message. I'm prego for one more day. Enjoy my abnormally large tits. Now, I did enjoy the abnormally large tits. They looked very nice. Here's the problem. Let's go back to that phrase that was just used. I'm prego for one more day. Enjoy my abnormally large tits. So my friend sent me a picture of her tits for me to jerk off to because she was getting it aborted the next day. No, I'm sorry to laugh at this, but you have to understand the complete fucking ridiculousness of this. He said, I'm at work, and I got a random picture of my pregnant friend's tits. That's about... I find that really fucking amusing. So I wrote down a little piece of paper, abortion tits. And that's been sitting in my room. And I wanted to tell you guys about it. Because most of you are in Australia, so you don't know her. Although my local friends might hear this and find out. Well, I didn't say her name, so it doesn't matter. Abortion tits. It's gonna make me laugh. So, I'll put the picture of her tits up on the Podomatic site. I'm not gonna do that. Maybe I will. I mean, I could probably drive some traffic there. Pretty good looking boobs. I mean, they're alright. Abortion tits. Okay, so the other thing I want to talk to you guys about is, nothing. I didn't even want to do this. I didn't want to be here doing this fucking show. I wanted to have the show done, but I didn't want to do it. This is much what I do with writing sometimes, where I'll say I wish I had, like, I really like it when I've written, and that's great, but the writing process kind of sucks. I like editing more. I wish somehow I could... It's the typing, the actual writing part of writing. Like the... That part. I don't really like, because I'm a terrible typist. And, yeah. So anyway, I like having the podcast. I don't mind editing it. It's fun. But this whole getting around to sit down and talking about things sometimes can be a little bit disheartening. I was trying to be funny in this episode. I've not done so. Well, look, I gotta tell you. If you don't find abortion tits funny, then I can't even begin to understand what you would find amusing. Because I'm just, like, sitting around at work and I get abortion. It's funny. Speaking about diseases that make you look young. the other story I found that I want to talk to you guys about is 30-year-old Brazilian woman looks like a 9-month baby. I don't know if I need to describe this more, but I will. This is from oddityCentral.com. We bring to you the curious case of a real-life Benjamin Button, with a twist. A Brazilian woman who has never aged, nor is getting any younger, born on May 7th, 1981, Maria Odete de Nascimento, still has the body of a baby. Maria belongs to a poor family living in a mud house in Scaria, Brazil, which I pronounced wrong. Her family consists of her father and his second wife, who has been caring for her ever since her own mother died 13 years ago. The family cannot afford to provide any form of treatment for Maria, whose condition could have been reversed if treated at birth. For now, she continues to live like a baby, unable to tend to her own needs and unable even to speak. In the home in which Maria lives, however poor, does not seem to be short of love. Her stepmother, Dora, has taken care of the woman child since the day she was married. Dora believes it is the passion of her life and that the child was sent to her as a gift of God to take care of. This just keeps going. But anyway, there's a picture of her. There's an explanation here. Let's read more. Expert from the Faculty of Medicine at the University of Sierra believe that Maria suffers from a severe deficiency of the thyroid hormone. As a result of hyperthyroidism, her body was never able to develop physically or mentally. They also went on to say that if the case had been identified early on, may have grown up as a normal child, yada yada. But for now, she is, in some ways, what every parent wishes for, a child that never grows up. That's creepy, that last statement. A child that never grows up. I don't know if every parent wishes for that. I would think parents would want their kids to grow up and be happy, and become productive members of society. This young lady is, kind of looks like a monkey. Like a cute monkey, but, whoa! There's a pop-up out here that said you might also like Chinese woman performs surgery on herself. Oddity Central apparently knows me very well. So, I'll put that link in the Podomatic site. Alex.podomatic.com. If you go there, there's a donate link. You should use that. Or go to PayPal and you can donate to AlexCast, AlexXCast @gmail.com. Use that at PayPal. If you click the donate link, you don't need a PayPal account or anything. You can use a credit card. So you should do that because I've said it a million times, but we got a few months left. But if I don't get up the funding to pay for another year of bandwidth and storage costs, this shit's outski, son. Outski. I'm also going to be taking off some of the older episodes, but who gives a shit about that? I'll offer them up as a sacrifice to the Dark Lord Beelzebub. And by that, I mean, I'll offer them as, you can buy them or something. I don't know. I'll make it easy, you know, like for $5, I'll give you, I'm going to take 10 episodes down or something. So maybe $5, you buy the 10 episodes or, something stupid like that. I don't think anybody will actually buy them, but I'd hate to take away access to such enthralling and lovely programming as the Alex Cast.
Avoid 5 o'clock shadow. Use Gem Blade. Use Gem Blade.
There's a UFC fight tonight. John Bones Jones versus Lyoto Machida. which is going to be interesting. I very much would like Machida to win. I don't think he's going to. It's also... let's see who else is on the card. It's going to... it's actually starting in half an hour, so let's see. Pardon me as I wait here. Yeah, in 30 minutes. 32 seconds. Not the main fight. Alright, let's see. Where's the fucking card? Let's see. We got Hominick versus Young. I don't know them. Patrick versus Eversol. Eversol, I know. Ortiz versus Nogueira. Ooh, Ortiz, Nogueira, really? That's gonna be cool. And then Mir versus Nogueira. Wait, which Nogueira are we talking about? Oh, this is... You cunt rags. Where's the pictures? Where do I... You know, for all the UFC does well, their fucking... Their web design is shit. Alright, here we go. Fight card. I don't want to print the fight card. Can I just look at it? This is really exciting, sorry. This is confusing. Well, who gives a fuck? I couldn't find out which Nogueira was fighting. There's two Nogueiras. I think they're brothers or cousins or fathers or sons or sisters or some relative. Or maybe they just have the same last name, so I've narrowed that down. Yeah, but Bones Machida. It's going to be interesting. Let's see. I'm going to go with Eversol to win. Hominick, just for the hell of it. I don't even know who that is. Oh, yeah, I do. Ortiz Nogueira is tough, because... Ortiz is old as fuck, but that Nogueira... give me Nogueira in that one. And then Mir Nogueira could be Mir. And then Jones, Machida... Eh, I guess give me Jones. That sucks. Very upsetting. Jones reminds me of when Lesnar had the belt, where everybody thought he was completely unbeatable and this, like, amazing phenom, which is, I mean, true, but... I want to see him... I don't even want to see him lose. I just want to see him go five rounds, see what he actually... You know, see what he's got. Lesnar ended up just getting the shit kicked out of him. He's fighting in 141, I think later this month, or next month. Yeah, that'll be interesting. This rocket fuel doesn't really work that well. Maybe I shouldn't have smoked pot while doing it. Let's see. Book reviews. I just read the first two books of the Game of Thrones, that HBO show. I guess the Song of Fire and Ice is the actual name of the over arc of the story. So the first book, A Game of Thrones, was... I saw the TV show first, so basically the TV show and the book were very similar, enough to the point that you might as well just watch the TV show. Well, actually, to be fair, you probably read the book quicker if you're a fast reader. But, yeah, it was good, so I won't dwell on that. But the second book I just finished, I read a couple days ago, was A Clash of Kings, which is part two of the four-part, maybe 5, 6, 8, 12-part thing. And I liked it, but there was a couple... The way that the author, George R.R. Martin, structures things, he's like, follows one character, and then the next chapter will say, like, John, then the next chapter will be Caitlin, the next one Arya, or whatever. The problem with this book is that there's two characters that were boring as fuck. I don't want to give anything away, but there's two of the character-headed characters, you know, like John or Caitlin, that, oh boy, did I not give a fuck about. So I just kind of was skimming through it just so I could keep up with the story without actually caring about any of the writing, because it was just terrible. But it's worth the read if you're a quick reader. If you're someone that struggles with books, you know, to finish them, don't bother. They're fucking massive, 600-700 pagers. I was watching movies too. Oh, I sat through fucking Transformers 3 9/11 porn. Holy fuck, is that movie a piece of shit? They were just really insulting. They actually used Let's Roll. They've got... It was just 9/11 fucking... You might as well just come on a picture of the fucking Twin Towers. Ugh. That Shia LaBeouf kid's terrible. I don't know what happened to Megan Fox, but she's not in that one. Maybe she was in the beginning. I don't remember. But, She's serviceable as, like, you know, the hot chick. Not a particularly great actress. Her lips bother me. She's got those, like, big kind of Angelina Jolie lips, which are supposed to be sexy, but they look awkward. Like, they look swollen. And I'm, like, in a good, like monkey vagina swollen way. In a kidding parts of the... I don't know why monkey vagina swollen would be good, but let's just assume that it is. And hers look more like I've been punched repeatedly. Like, maybe there's, like, dead skin up there. Yeah. Like, it doesn't look really, like, nice to kiss. They'd be like, like big swollen monkey vulva. Or abortion tits. See that? That's a callback. That's a callback. Have I watched anything else? Have I read anything else? I read that. I'm reading Many Masters, Many Lives, that, I don't remember who wrote it, but it's the kind of famous, past life, book. It's written by a doctor. So, yeah, I'm not that far into it, but apparently some girl's having anxiety, depression problems. He starts treating her, after a while decides for hypnotherapy, and she starts talking about her past lives or something like that. It should be interesting. I've heard very, very good things. I basically just got up to the prelim of it, of, like, how he met the lady and, you know, that thing. That sort of stuff. I feel like I've watched a lot more, too. I watched some of that Being Human, that BBC show. It's got a vampire and a ghost and a werewolf. And that show kind of blows. I sat through a bunch of it, but it's just melodramatic fucking nonsense. I saw a Harry Potter movie with riff tracks. This was Harry Potter and the one that Dumbledore dies. Spoiler alert. It was pretty shitty. The riff tracks is funny, though. I think I saw another riff... Oh, I watched the riff tracks for Wrath of Khan. Speaking of which, Transformers 3 has fucking Leonard Nimoy in it, and the more insult... he does fucking Spock lines. He does, you are and always shall be my friend, which is from fucking Wrath of Khan. And he also does, the needs of the many outweigh the needs of the few, or the one. But he says it with, like, bad denture voice. Because he can't really speak that well anymore. So he's got that denture F's, where you don't really get your F to go good, because, you know, you shall always be my friend. That sounded a little more retarded. I thought I could do an impression of it. But, you know, when people with S's, with dentures, they can't say S because they don't want to put pressure on their palate enough, because I'll pop the denture out? Yeah, that's what he was doing. I also probably shouldn't put my finger in my mouth while I'm talking to you, because it's hard to hear. I think that's all I want. I feel like I read more. Oh, I feel like I read more because books are fucking 900 pages a piece. Man, my nitrous level is really 900% right now. This fucking thing sucks. Maybe I need to mix it more. Sorry. The mixing noise is really entertaining stuff. My friend Bill, who we've had on the podcast, invited me to his house to watch the fights, but I think I'm just going to steal them from the internet. Because I don't feel like walking all the fuck over there just to hang out with a bunch of jerks. I'm sure his friends are good, but, you know, whatever. Last fight I went and saw at his place, it was about 170 degrees in there, and there was like 90 people in a room that can fit 12, and it was sweaty badness. Sweaty badness. Yeah, so I guess I'm just gonna watch the fight here. I need a fucking co-host. Tired of this. I wanna just respond to people. This is distracting. I'm trying to. Whoa, that guy's got a really fucking crooked face. The fight picture for MacDeezy versus Hallman. MacDeezy has, like, he looks like he was punched stupid. He's got a bit of cross eyes and, oh, that is not a flattering picture, sir. I mean, I suppose you're not supposed to be flattering your fighter, but it's really bad. Oh, this Brazilian woman's awesome too. I'm just closing up folders. Alright, fuck this. Theme song that should have been played before this episode was by Tyler, and I thank him for it. Even though I don't think I thanked him particularly well. He sent it to me when I was in, like, a really shitty mood. I don't think I responded very well. I kind of forget. Like, I'm so used to just being critiquing and editorial about everything, you know, because, you know, coming from a writing background. I think sometimes I forget that some people just, you know, you should probably, like, actually pay them a compliment instead of, yeah, whatever. Who gives a fuck? That's what I say. I say let it all burn. Yeah, that's about that. Fuck me. This show sucks. Next week I'm not gonna do another episode unless I have someone to talk to. This is ridiculous.
Chuck Norris.
Yeah. Fuck this. We're done. I don't know who the open... I'm gonna try to give this episode to Tyler, because he wanted to, some kind of EQ thing. I don't know. I don't know what that will do, but he told me it'll make it sound better. The podcast that shuffles cards in front of a microphone will sound better. We'll see. So, this is the feature of the podcast where I do a tarot reading. No one listens to this show. I don't know why I'm rated so highly on Podomatic. I think I have a bunch of people that just download the show and just don't listen to it, because I never hear from any of you people. Aside from Australia, Australia, I know... I've talked to at least 5 people there, or, you know, like, emailed with, and I know a few people in the UK, and then, you know, my Portland people, and that's about it. I have, in Southern California, I have an enclave, like, all these places in Southern California, obviously, you get downloads from and visits, I don't know, and then, so where's that... Wait, hold on, I'm going to bring this up. This isn't like a... Like, I'm not trying to, like, brag or, like, even point anything out. There's just these weird little spots that, for some reason... how do I get to a map? Get in there. I have to get to my pro stats. Okay. There's, like, this weird spot in the middle of the country that I always get hits from. How do I see visits? Visits. There we are. Yeah, Wichita, Kansas. Apparently, I have some listeners there, or one listener that just goes really often. And then Los Angeles and San Jose. That's the other one. Oh, that's not really all that southern, is it? Well, it kind of looks... It's south-ish. South-y. And then, you know, New York and places actually know people, but Michigan, I have apparently a large audience. Shut up, Alex. This is going nowhere. This is nonsense. Absolute fucking hokum and bunk is what I like to say. Yeah, in Wichita, I had like 30 visits today. I don't know why that is. It's probably... this is really boring. Flipping cards over. Depression! Alright, so we got... Prince of Swords, Fortune, and the Emperor. Oh man, I just put down my tarot cards into black powder. You know, I don't know how many people, like, actually make it to this point in the episode. I can't imagine anybody actually gives a shit about the tarot cards. But if anything, this episode, I think inappropriately talking about boobs of a friend should give me some kind of credit. I believe so. Very good. First card is Fortune, which is the X of Trumps. Change of fortune, generally good. Destiny, wonderful. Prince of Swords. The Prince of Swords represents the airy part of air. A young man, purely intellectual, full of ideas and designs, domineering, intensely clever, but unstable of purpose, with an elusive and elastic mind supporting various and contradictory opinions. He slays as fast as he creates, ill-defined, harsh, malicious, plotting, unreliable man, a fanatic. Well, I think that works. I think I'm actually an air sign. I don't know, what's Libra? I would say write in and tell me, but you're not gonna. Alright, so I got a good change of fortune with the swords and the emperor, which is the IV of trumps. The IV of trumps, war, conquest, victory, strife, stability, power, originality, government, energy, ambition. Ill-defined, overweening pride, megalomania, rashness, ill temper. Well, those are both face-up, so I think it's... So I think that means that my fortune's going to change. I'm the prince at the center of the thing. And the fortune is going to change by war, conquest, victory, strife, stability, power, originality, government, energy, ambition. So I think the energy probably is the black powder. Victory... I'm not really involved in a war. Strife. I don't know. Stability. I don't really have that power. No, originality, sort of. Government. Energy. Yeah, I don't know what that means. So, what I'm going to say, it means that everything in my life is going to be perfect from now on, forever and ever. Everything's going to be stable. And then, the power is probably watching UFC. Or maybe paying for PGE bills. That was stupid. I wish I hadn't said that part. So that's that. I have no new music to tell you about. I've been listening to the Mountain Goats a lot. They do a cover of, I Saw the Sign by, Ace of Base, which is actually kind of good, which is weird, that I would be able to say that. I think I'm done. Yeah, we're done. So, from everybody here at OxyContin Studios, I would like to wish you a delightful evening. Is this the Christmas episode? No, I'm going to record at least one more. So, happy Kwanzaa, at least. May your harvest be bountiful. And I hope that you find the sale that you were looking for. Before the Christmas season. Good night, good luck, namaste.
I've got a new life, you would hardly recognize me. I'm so glad. How could a person like me care for you? Why should I bother when you're not the one for me? And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. Love is demanding without understanding. I saw the sign. And it opened up my eyes, I saw the sign. And no one's gonna drag you up. Under the pale moon, for so many years I'd wonder who you are. How could a person like you bring me joy? Under the pale moon, where I see a lot of stars.
I saw the sign,
and it opened up my eyes. I saw the sign. Love is demanding without understanding.
I saw the sign,
and it opened up my eyes.
I saw the sign.
Gonna drag you up to get into the light where you belong.
I saw the sign,
and it opens up my eyes. I saw the sign.